The U.S. government urges its citizens in Indonesia to exercise extreme caution in public places over the holidays. The warning is prompted by threats from terrorists, such as those who carried out the October bombings on the resort island of Bali that killed nearly 200 people. Indonesian police continue their efforts to find and punish those responsible for the explosions. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Jakarta.
After a shaky start, Indonesia's police, with help from Australian investigators, have made considerable progress in identifying and rounding up key members of the group behind the bombings. 2 weeks ago, police nabbed their biggest catch to date, an Indonesian known as Muklas, the brother of another suspect already in custody. Muklas, also known as Ali Gufron, trained and fought in Afghanistan. Intelligence officials say he may also be a senior operative for Jamaah Islamiyah, the regional terrorist network linked to Al-Qaeda. Ralph Boyce is the U.S. ambassador in Jakarta.
The good news and the bad news part of this is that the good news is that they have busted up the Bali plotters, gotten an awful lot of detail, done it in a very professional way, and gotten results faster than a lot of people expected. The bad news is we now know a lot more about this organization and its capability and its willingness to undertake violent and destructive acts.
The investigation into the Bali bombings is also turning up evidence suggesting the terrorist network in Indonesia may be far larger and more informal than previously thought. 2 weeks ago in Sulawesi province, three people died when a McDonald's was bombed in the province's main city, Makassar. Several arrests have been made in connection with the attack. Intelligence officials say several of those arrested appear to be members of the Indonesian extremist group Lashkar Jundola, a group with links to Jamaah Islamiyah. Investigators say members of both groups may have trained and fought together in Afghanistan. Mukhyar Yarup is assistant to the head of Indonesia's National Intelligence Agency.
So it's normal if we have initial conclusion that there are also linked on to Al-Qaeda because they train on the Al-Qaeda training camp while they stay in Afghanistan.
In the months before the Bali bombing, several foreign governments, including the U.S., warned Indonesia that there were credible reports that terrorist groups such as Jamaah Islamiyah were planning attacks on so-called soft targets, such as bars or nightclubs frequented by foreigners. One of those warnings came just a few days before the Bali bombing, but the Indonesian government apparently failed to take the warnings seriously. Sidney Jones is Jakarta Project Director for the International Crisis Group and author of a recent ICG report on Jamaah Islamiyah in Indonesia.
There was immense pressure on the Megawati government to move against homegrown terrorists, but the pressure was coming in large part from the United States, and there was real concern that the Indonesian government, if it succumbed to that pressure, would be seen as somehow just being a puppet dangled in front of the television cameras and so on. And there was a real fear of Muslim political backlash.
After the Bali bombings, however, the government's attitude changed. Indonesia's neighbors and the international community are pleased with recent developments, but they remain concerned, and with good reason. Just last week, Indonesian prosecutors recommended a 1-year jail sentence for the militant cleric Jafar Umar Talib, the leader of one of Indonesia's best-known militant groups, Lashkar Jihad. Talib, on trial for inciting hatred, could have been jailed for as much as 7 years, and his case has been seen as a test of the government's commitment to curbing extremists. Andrew Tan, an analyst at Singapore's Institute of Defense and Strategic Studies, says the prosecution's lenient treatment of Talib is not encouraging.
Those who espouse violence need to be controlled. Is there political will in doing something about these groups? Because otherwise, what we will see will be more terrorist attacks, and it's going to be problematic even for Indonesia.
Indonesian police are planning a heavy security presence around the country over the Christmas and New Year's holidays amid fears of a repeat of the Christmas Eve bombings of 2 years ago, which killed nearly 20 people. Police have linked several members of the group Jamaah Islamiyah to those attacks, including the group's jailed spiritual leader, Abu Bakar Bashir. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Jakarta.